From the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Here in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, we see practical application for the Christian to live for the Lord, to consecrate themselves, and to demonstrate in their behavior that they love the Lord. Sacrifices were made all through the Old Testament. These sacrifices pointed to the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, who would come and lay down his life for the sins of the world. Individuals in the Old Testament knew that those sacrifices did not atone for their sins, as clearly taught in Hebrews chapter 10. And these individuals knew that by faith, that these sacrifices was pointing to the shed blood of the upcoming Messiah that was foretold throughout the scriptures. The Messiah, spoken and prophesied, Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, Numbers 24:17, Deuteronomy 18:15, Genesis chapter 22, Psalm 22, Psalm 69, Micah 5:2, Isaiah 53, and dozens of other scriptures fulfilled in the atonement of Jesus Christ. For he is our Passover Lamb, as spoken in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, where all the sacrifices are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. However, there is another sacrifice that we do. As we read in Romans chapter 12, this sacrifice is a living sacrifice, presenting our bodies unto the Lord. In the days of old, before we were saved, our bodies, our character, personality was presented contrary to the will of God. We lived in sin, and the appetites and dictates of the flesh and of our sinful nature passed on from the Garden of Eden. Now, on this side of salvation, we can present our bodies in the opposite manner, as a living sacrifice. We can present our tongue to glorify the Lord and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others. We can use our hands to serve and our feet to give God the glory in his service. Our personality and character has been changed through salvation, where our heart is bent to love the Lord and to serve the Lord and to trust the Lord. And we yield the right of way to the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit. For we love the Lord and we want to live for the Lord. And this scripture in Romans 12:1 speaks to presenting our body from the inside out as a living sacrifice. Scriptures teach throughout the Bible to glorify the Lord in word, in thought, and in deed. Scripture teaches in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 that we are not our own, but we're bought with a price. And as such, glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which is God's. We can present our bodies a living sacrifice, bringing joy to the Lord as a sweet savor to his nostrils, that he's pleased with us, loving the Lord with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, as we present our bodies a living sacrifice. No more sacrifices to be fulfilled, as all the sacrifices were fulfilled in Jesus Christ. But what an honor it is to have one more sacrifice, not with the motive of trying to earn salvation, not with the motive of trying to earn God's love, not with the motive of trying to be a better person, but with the motive of living for the Lord as a born-again Christian, to consecrate our life and live and love the Lord. This principle is echoed in Psalm 19, verse 14, where David says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer."
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.